The Book of 2 Timothy, Chapter 2. You therefore, my child, be strengthened in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things which you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit the same to faithful men, who will be able to teach others also. Suffer hardship with me, as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No soldier on service entangles himself in the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enrolled him as a soldier. And if also a man contends in the games, he is not crowned except he has contended lawfully. The husbandman who labors must be the first to partake of the fruits. Consider what I say, for the Lord will give you understanding in all things. Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, of the seed of David, according to my good news, in which I suffer hardship to bonds as a criminal, but the word of God is not bound. Therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they also may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. Faithful is the saying, for if we died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we will deny him, he also will deny us. If we are faithless, he stays faithful, for he can't deny himself. Of these things put them in remembrance, charging them in the sight of God, that they are not to strive about words to no profit, to the subverting of those who hear. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, an unashamed worker, correctly handling the word of truth. But shun profane babblings, for they will proceed further in ungodliness, and their word will eat as does a gangrene. Of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, men who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. Nevertheless, the firm foundation of God stands, having this seal, the Lord knows those who are his. And let everyone who names the name of the Lord depart from unrighteousness. Now in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to shame. If a man therefore purges himself from these, he will be a vessel to honor, sanctified, meet for the master's use, prepared to every good work. But flee youthful lusts and follow after righteousness, faith, love, peace, with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But foolish and ignorant questionings refuse, knowing that they gender strifes. And the Lord's slave must not strive, but be gentle toward all, apt to teach, forbearing, in meekness correcting those who oppose themselves. If perhaps God may give them repentance to the knowledge of the truth, and they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to his will.